From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama celebrated Labor Day at a union picnic in Milwaukee. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president used the occasion to tout the growth in the U.S. economy and to fire a few salvos for the fall congressional campaign.
President Obama addressed the annual Labor Fest celebration on the shores of Lake Michigan, telling a crowd of about 6,000 the U.S. economy is gaining strength.
You wouldn't always know it from watching the news. By almost every measure, the American economy and American workers are better off than when I took office.
Still, Obama's been stymied on much of his domestic agenda, including his push to hike the minimum wage. He blames opposition from congressional Republicans and urged the friendly union audience to turn their own frustrations into political organizing efforts in November. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Milwaukee.
The United Nations' top human rights bodies approved a measure that calls for an investigation into alleged crimes against civilians committed by the group the Islamic State as it continues its operations in Iraq and Syria. The UN Human Rights Council, by unanimous consent, agreeing to approve a nearly $1.2 million UN fact-finding mission. Iraq has requested the UN investigate alleged abuses by the Islamist extremist group. The State Department is calling on North Korea's government to release three Americans being held there. Jeffrey Fowle and Matthew Miller are awaiting trial on unspecified charges. NPR's Craig Wyndham reports missionary Kenneth Bay is serving a 15-year sentence.
State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said in a statement that Fowle and Miller should be released out of humanitarian concern, and she asked that Bay, who's been captive for nearly 2 years, be granted amnesty. North Korea gave U.S. news media unusual access to the three. In an exclusive interview with CNN, Bay said his health is poor.
My health it's been failing, so right now that I'm, what I can say to my family and friends that is to continue to pray for me.
Bay and the other two Americans all said the only way they'll be freed is if a representative of the U.S. comes to North Korea and makes a direct appeal for their release. Craig Wyndham, NPR News, Washington.
Eating habits of Americans have generally improved, that is, unless you are poor. That's the conclusion of a 12-year study by Harvard researchers. Dr. Walter Willett is professor and chair of the nutrition department at the Harvard School of Public Health and co-authored the study. He says there are definite reasons for the results.
Food deserts, just low availability of food and ways that people can get to the corner stores often have fast foods and junk foods in abundance and low amounts of fruits and vegetables. Or if fruits and vegetables are available, oftentimes they're more expensive than macaroni and cheese, which translates into a big difference in dietary quality.
Study results are published today in JAMA Internal Medicine. U.S. financial markets are closed for the Labor Day holiday. You're listening to NPR. British Prime Minister David Cameron is proposing tough new laws that could permit police to seize the passports of those suspected of traveling abroad to fight for terror groups. Speaking to Parliament today, Cameron said his government is also working on plans to block those suspected of being jihadi fighters from re-entering the UK. The proposal would call for increased monitoring of terror suspects and aims to widen anti-terror laws. British intelligence officials have said they suspect as many as 500 Britons have traveled to Syria and possibly Iraq to fight for terror groups. Lawyers and the union for two men accused in last summer's rail disaster in Quebec are urging prosecutors to drop the charges. As we hear from Dan Karpinchuk, the appeal follows a recent safety board report that criticized the government and the railway involved.
The engineer and the manager of train operations each face 47 counts of criminal negligence causing death, one charge for each victim of the rail disaster at Lac-Mégantic. A conviction carries a maximum life sentence. 47 people died in the explosion and fire that incinerated the center of the town after a runaway train carrying light crude oil derailed. In its report on the accident, the Transportation Safety Board was critical of the Montreal, Maine, and Atlantic Railway for what it calls a weak safety culture. It was also critical of the federal government for poor oversight of the rail industry. The United Steelworkers Union and lawyers for the accused workers want the charges reversed. Prosecutors say police evidence makes that unlikely. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Crews battling a raging wildfire in Northern California that's already led to the evacuation of more than 250 homes say they're bracing for warmer, drier weather. Fire department spokesman says the fire near Klamath National Forest has already burned around 98 square miles. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.